بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today being the 17th of Jumad al-Ula, 1428, we continue with our hadith lesson. When we turn the pages of history, we come to know it was 1967, the 5th of June, where the Six-Day War took place. And the capital of Palestine, which is Jerusalem, was now annexed and occupied by the Israeli Zionist forces. And this continues for 40 years. So we as Muslims, first and foremost, we must know the importance and significance of Jerusalem in the light of the Quran and in the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we look at what can be done nowadays, inshallah, because this week has been dedicated to the Palestinians and to end the occupation of the Zionist regime. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the beginning of the 15 Jews, the 15 para, Subhan alladhi asra bi abdihi. Subhan means everlasting glory. It means that that perfection, Almighty Allah, transcends every defect and every flaw. So everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah, asra bi abdihi, that who transported his servant, Almighty Allah took Nabi alayhi salatu salam to the highest of high, when no personality before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, and no personality after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go from this world. But yet Almighty Allah used the word bi'abdihi to show that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a complete servant and slave of Almighty Allah, and therefore his speech and actions, they set the precedent for this ummah. So Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi, everlasting glory, everlasting perfection for Allah who transported his servant at night, laylam min al masjid al haram, from the sacred masjid, the holy masjid there in Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram Sharif, ilal masjid al aqsa, to masjid al aqsa. The Haram Sharif Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa was built, and 40 years after that Masjid al-Aqsa was built. So these are the oldest masajid in the world. And in this verse, Almighty Allah is linking the two masjids. With this great, magnificent, miraculous journey of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during the portion of the night, min al masjid al haram, so it is called haram because certain things are not allowed there. For example, a hunting and so forth is not permissible there. And in al masjid al aqsa, to the distant masjid, the far masjid, in that direction it was the furthest masjid, alladhi barakna hawlahu. That masjid, masjid al aqsa, which is in Ilia, which is in Jerusalem, which is in Al-Quds. Ilia is mentioned in the hadith. It means the city of Allah, the city of God. And Allah says, Alladhi barakna hawlahu. That Almighty Allah, He says, we have put barakah, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, around its precincts. Linuriyahu min ayatina, so that we show it from it, that the signs, some of the signs to you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the message Almighty Allah is giving in the beginning of the 15th Jews, the 15th para, and it is the beginning of the 17th surah and 17th chapter. Innahu huwa sami'ul basir. That verily He, Almighty Allah, is all hearing, all seeing. From this verse here, we deduce there's a definite link between Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram Sharif, and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And this was from time immemorial, as we mentioned, the hadith of Abu Dharr mentioned in Bukhari, that the time duration between the two as regards their construction and building was 40 years. So we need to know all this. On this journey, Nabi alayhi salatu salam performed the imamate, and all the prophets and messengers were behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This never happened in any other place in the world. Yes, prophets and messengers came for Hajj, but they came in their own era, in their own time. Ma min nabiyin illa wa qad hajja. Every nabi perform Hajj. But in a case like this, we will say that definitely Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us a lesson that linuriyahu min ayatina, that there are signs to be shown. One time, one place, every prophet, every messenger behind Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was, he is, he will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the greatest and mightiest of all prophets and messengers. So this shows us the importance of Palestine, and particularly Masjid al-Aqsa and the city Al-Quds, Jerusalem, Iliya. When we study the noble Quran, we find Almighty Allah speaks about Surah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam in Suratul Anbiya, that is Surah number 21 and verse 71. Almighty Allah says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ, we rescued and delivered him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and his nephew Lut alayhi salatu salam, إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي, to that land, بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, where we have put barakah, blessing for the whole world in it. So Surah 21, verse 71, so it shows that Almighty Allah is teaching us about the greatness of this land, of this piece of area, which is called Palestine. Today they call it Israel and so forth. Now the question arises, then Masjid al-Aqsa, why is that area and that masjid so important for us? It was and is our first Qibla. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read Salat from Makkah Mukarramah, is to face the Baytullah and is to face Masjid al-Aqsa. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Madinah Munawwara, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 16 to 17 months, he faced Masjid al-Aqsa only. And this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So it shows that that is our first Qibla. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded for walli wajhaka shatral masjid al-haram, turn your mubarak face to the Haram Sharif in Makkah. So the point made here is this, that the first Qibla is Masjid al-Aqsa for us Muslims. So how can the city of Palestine or Jerusalem not be important for us? The country Palestine, obviously it is important for us. Then Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa is that masjid that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam reconstructed it, and after the reconstruction, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai, as mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and various other works, that he made du'as. Three du'as he made, and he said, Rabbi abli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di, O Almighty Allah, grant us such a kingdom, grant me such a kingdom, it is not given to anybody after me, and Almighty Allah gave him that. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّا. Then he made second dua thereafter reconstructing Masjid al-Aqsa. أُوَاتِئُ حُكْمِي حُكْمَكَ. O Allah, my verdict must concur and agree with your verdict, O Allah. So that is the wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Quran speaks of it. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. One issue, one verdict was not given. Two different verdicts regarding one issue. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam passed a verdict. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, regarding the same incident, passed a different verdict. And we find Almighty Allah agrees, meaning that says that فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا Sulaiman, that more understanding, profound understanding was given to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So the point we make here is this, that this masjid here is where du'as were made by no ordinary people and mortals, but prophets and messengers. Yeah, the second du'a of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is accepted. And third dua he made. And how important this is in this day and age. من أتى هذا البيت, who comes to this masjid, ya Masjid al-Aqsa, لا يريد إلا صلاة فيه, with no ulterior motive but to read salat here, خرج من ذنوبه, the person goes out of his sins, كيوم ولدت أمه, so pure and cleansed, like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. So it shows how important it is for us that each one of us must understand the situation here. And this hadith is authentic, we accept it, and the du'as of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Two, he saw in his lifetime, the kingdom given to him, the wisdom given to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَرْجُ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ الثَّالِثَ, and I expect the third one also is accepted for him. And we find that today, that this very masjid under Zionist occupation for 40 years, 67-2007, and this is a failing of the Muslim Ummah, that the Israeli regime has not complied with the United Nations resolution, and they are building, they are occupation there, settlements there. If you study the history, you will know that from 636 Gregorian calendar, remember this day, it's very important, from 636 right up to 1917, all that period there, it belonged to the Muslims, and Muslims were the rulers there, except for a period of 88 years. And the 88 years were from 1099 to 1187. That was the time when the Crusaders occupied the land of Jerusalem and Palestine. From 1099 to 1187, 88 years. Now this is very important for us to know. When the Crusaders entered, this is one of their dark pages, they murdered, cold-blooded murder, the Muslim men, women and children, and no Muslims were left there. So they tried to make the entire Jerusalem, Palestine, a Christian place, only for them. Today, we find that the Zionist rogue state of Israel, they are doing the same thing or trying to do the same thing. If you just study the laws they are passing, you will find they want to Judaize, they want to bring about Judaism only there in Israel, in Palestine or in Jerusalem. And you will find the laws are made so difficult for the Muslims. So they want not only majority of Jews there, but they want the entire Jerusalem must be for them only. The same mistake committed by the Crusaders, and then after 88 years, Almighty Allah sent Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahimahullah, Saladin the Great, and he liberated this land. Similarly, will happen. Definitely, it will happen. The Jews, the Zionist regime, apartheid state, can try as they want to, but they will never succeed in making it a complete city for Jews only, because the land there belongs to Muslims, belongs to Christians, and we know before 67, there were Muslim quarters, there were Jewish quarters, there were Christian quarters. So why do we Muslims say we are the best people to look after this? If somebody asks us, why can the Jews look after it or the Christians look after it? We give three answers. Answer number one is, the Muslims are the only people who believe in every prophet. From Prophet Adam alayhi salatu salam to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. They, if you study Jews, they reject Isa alayhi salatu salam. They call him an illegitimate child, Allah forbid. Ibn Zaniya, if you look at the words that have been used, Allah forbid. And if you look at the Christians, they reject Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So always there will be problems there. The Muslims are the only one who believe in one Allah in the true sense of the word. And the Muslims are the only ones who believe in all the prophets and messengers. They say they were not elected by people, but were selected by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is what makes Islam so unique. And we were rulers of it, not for 1-2 years and centuries, but many, many centuries, as we told you, from 636 to 1917, the Muslims ruled it, excluding the 88 years of Christian Crusaders' occupation. Second reason, go to the holiest place of the Christians today and ask them that who is in charge of their church. The church of theirs, who opens the church, the holiest place of Christianity, and who closes it in the evening, they will show you the Muslims. The Muslims have been entrusted with this task of the holiest spot and holiest place of Christianity from the time of Salahuddin Ayyubi. So therefore, we Muslims have shown that our fear for Almighty Allah, our true character, and our justice system. Third one, why do we say only Muslims can run that place there, and we will have Jews there, we'll have Christians there, we'll have Muslims there? Because if you look at the past, you will find that they were the people who treated everyone, irrespective of their religion and which faith they belong to, justly. We have a track record. And no other nation has a track record. We told you the Crusaders were the dark pages of Christianity. Today, any peace-loving Jew, any person who knows what Judaism is, can never agree with the policies of the Zionist regime, because you know how many atrocities are committed, how much mayhem and how many chaoses and how many problems are being caused, and that is will never stop if you are going to continue with this policy. So therefore, we say that the Muslims are the only people who can run the city of Jerusalem with justice and the whole of Palestine eventually. So that is based on the three statements that I made now. The next issue is that Nabi alayhi salatu salam, to highlight the importance of this masjid, said, La tushaddu rihal. You cannot take special journey to any masjid, illa ila thalathati masajid, but except when you go to three masjids. And which are the three masjid? Masjid hadha, this masjid of mine, Masjid al-Nabawi in Madinah Munawwara, wa Masjid al-Haram, and Masjid al-Haram, that is Makkah Mukarrama, wa Masjid al-Aqsa, and Masjid al-Aqsa. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So it shows these are the three most important masajid in the world. You can take a special journey with the intention you will get greater reward. And what is the greater reward when you read Salat there? Maymuna binti Sa'ad says, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, mentioned in Ibn Majah. She said, Maymuna binti Sa'ad, Aftina fi Baytul Maqdis, Ya Rasulullah. You give us the verdict regarding Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas there in Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mufti, the greatest mufti said, Hiya ardul mahshar wal manshar. It is the land of resurrection. Maymuna radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, what must we do? Nabi alayhi salam said, Fa'atihi faswalli fi. Go there and perform your salat there. Fa inna salata fihi ka alfi salat. Because one salat there is equivalent to 1,000 salat. And she pleaded poverty, Ya Rasulullah. If we cannot afford it, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fal yuhdi ilayhi zayta. Take your olives, take your olive oil, give that to them, send it to them. And a person who gave this charity, for huwa kaman atabihi, it is as though you went there. So it shows the importance of this, how Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is showing us the lessons here, that the great reward people will obtain if we visit these places even now. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who made special dua to go there, and they passed away there. We need to remember this. And if you go into the graveyard just next to Masjid al-Aqsa, on the right-hand side, you will find the Madhaf, you will find the museum. You need to visit that also if you are going. And on the left-hand side, there is a graveyard. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala an, a great sahabi who was in most of the battles with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, made him the governor there in Hims, in Damascus, in Syria. Then he came to Palestine. He passed away. I went myself to his grave in the year 34. Sahaba used to make dua to pass away in the land of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Said he passed away in the year 34, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu an. Shaddad bin Ba'os, bin Thabit al-Ansari, his grave also we went to. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who made him the Amir also of Hims, and he was the person who was given ilam and hilam, abundant knowledge and abundant patience and fortitude and sabr, that is Shaddad bin Aus. He passed away in the year 58, buried there next to Masjid al-Aqsa. Abu Rayhana Shamun al-Ansari, he was a person known as Abu Rayhana. He was a Sahabi, and he passed away and is buried there also next to Masjid al-Aqsa. So it shows great, great people went there. People who are famous who went there in nowadays, Ibrahim bin Adham, one of the great awliyaullah, and he went there. And he went there and to read Salat in that masjid there and so forth. So all this happened, that great, great people used to go there just to read Salat. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu fastened ihram for Umrah for Hajj from there. So it shows that all this happened, they wanted to practice on the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man ahalla bi hajjatin umratin min al-Masjid al-Aqsa, who fastened ihram from Masjid al-Aqsa for Umrah or Hajj, then ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi wa ma ta'akhir, the previous sins are forgiven, the future sins are forgiven, wa wajabat lahu al-jannah, jannah is assured for him inshallah. The hadith is mentioned Abu Dawood. This also I mentioned, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fa hadith, with the grace and mercy of Allah, we did that also in the year 2001. May Allah accept it inshallah. And Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, when he announced his khilafat and leadership, his headquarters was Damishq, Damascus in Syria. But when he announced it and started the Umayyad dynasty, he announced it there in the land of Jerusalem, next to Masjid al-Aqsa. So it shows that how important this place is for us as Muslims. 1948, the apartheid state of Israel was born. In 67, after the Six-Day War, 5th of June to the 10th of June, they decimated and destroyed the Egyptian army and the Jordanians and the Syrians. And from that day onwards till now, they are occupying that land. In the year 69 August, an Australian Jew came and he burnt the minbar of Masjid al-Aqsa. These are the atrocities committed right in our masjid. You need to be aware of this. The war criminal, and that is Ariel Sharon, in 2000 came with 3,000 army and forces and said, who can stop me? Who can, to provoke the Muslims? It is not an Arab-Israeli issue. It is a Muslim Zionist issue. It concerns each one of us wherever we are. And therefore, we need to do certain things. And today, you can see Ariel Sharon, the war criminal. What is his condition? When a person or a nation plays with Allah's deen and mocks Allah's deen, then Allah Ta'ala lets retribution take place. And then that person is humiliated. And you can see that happening today in many parts of the world. For us as Muslims, what we need to do every day, not only this week, every day make special dua. Almighty Allah, liberate Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, Sudan, and Somalia, and all the places where the enemy are trying to capture for their own ulterior motive. So dua is very important. Second one, what little money we have extra, send it to the mujahideen, send it to the orphans, send it to the widows. They are crying just for a square meal because of the embargo and sanctions. This is the justice of the West, that people who are under occupation, people who are the victims, they have put sanctions upon them, and the Israelis are not letting the tax money come through and stealing that money. What else can we call it? So these are all facts on the ground and no one can dispute it. So our money, whatever it is, lillah zakat, try and channelize it, give it there through organizations who are reliable, in whom you have confidence. Third one, iqra, start reading. Emotional arguments are not going to take us very far. Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, iqra. So we should be reading the Palestinian Times. We should be reading the Jewish Report. Weekly, it comes out free of charge. We should be reading books on Palestine. There's a wonderful book written, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. And that is written by the Muslim Council of Europe. Excellent book, one of the best. And if you want to read from non-Muslims, Karen Armstrong has written Jerusalem, One City, Three Faiths. That also is a good book to a certain extent. We don't agree everywhere, but most things she has written are correct. That is Karen Armstrong. So try and read that as well. Very, very good book and informative as well. So if you want to read, read Muslims, non-Muslim, Jewish books as well. And you will find, you'll get the true picture. End of the day, we all know that the apartheid rogue state of Israel is occupying and against international law. So we have to understand that that occupation has to end. It cannot continue. We saw the Berlin Wall fall down. We will see the apartheid wall which they have built also fall. So we make dua that Almighty Allah takes the city of Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, and the land of Palestine back to its former glory. If it can be done in a peaceful manner, alhamdulillah. If it cannot be done in a peaceful manner, then the people will have to wage jihad there, and therefore we will always stand with Hamas, we will always stand with jihad, we will always stand with anybody who attacks Israel as long as they go on with their apartheid policies, with their settlements and occupation. Insha'Allah, we make dua, Almighty Allah liberates Palestine. Today, 5 o'clock, Maulana Muhammad Karol Yara Springs will render the nasiha. 8 to 10, Insha'Allah, is the Q&A. You can send in your queries, fax them in. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.